Church, we appreciate your being here and the Word of God that has come forth in the house tonight. And everybody that's going to help him preach and take ownership of the Word as it comes tonight. You lift your hands, extend them toward him tonight, and pray the blessing and anointing of God come down upon him tonight.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah! We love you, Jesus, we love you! God, 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 we love you, Jesus! Come on, let's extend those hands towards heaven. God's in this house. He's here to do something powerful. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We love you. We love you, Jesus. Oh, mighty, mighty, mighty God.
The presence of Almighty God in His utter absolute faithfulness is here. As I stated before, He is open for business. Praise God. If you would, turn with me to the book of Job, chapter number 1. Again, I want to say thank you to the sponsors, steering committee, anybody, everybody involved with hosting this conference. And I'm just going to make this statement. And many of the brethren on the platform and throughout this congregation know, brothers and sisters, you don't just find this everywhere. You just don't. I'm not saying that's right. I'm certainly not saying that's good. But thank God it's here. Thank God. Thank God. And there is nothing, there is absolutely nothing that draws, amen, and lifts and gathers people like people who bask in the presence of God. And that's why this conference is continually growing. And there is a liberty here in several directions. And so we're thankful for it. And we are thankful for the invitation to be here. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I really feel the Holy Ghost. Okay, familiar territory. The book of Job, chapter number 1. Beginning with verse number 13. There was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. There came a messenger unto Job and said, The oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, The fire of God is fallen from heaven, and hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, The Chaldeans made out 3 bands, fell upon the camels, have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in thy eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the 4 corners of the house. And it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Verse 20. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What a God. What a man. What a man. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would anoint our hearts, every single man, every woman, every young person, every child. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we beseech you that you would readily, powerfully, distinctly, forcefully talk to all of us individually, collectively, that your will might be done and expedited in and through our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you. You may be seated. Now, no doubt, the most often repeated mathematical equation in the world that is repeated for a host of reasons, and few of which tend to be mathematical, is 2 plus 2 equals 4. A lot of times that is stated in an effort to bring someone's attention to the fact that they ought to be getting the lesson that you're trying to get through to them. And it's like, sir, ma'am, young lady, 2 plus 2 equals 4. And it's not that they don't know that, but hopefully it will register, amen, that if this is so true, then this and this and this is true. So due to that, it is probably the most oft-repeated mathematical formula in the world, at least in our Western culture. There are others that are exceedingly well-known and used often. This one is used more often than any other mathematical formula. That is A equals L times W, which is simply every carpet layer, house builder, etc., knows that. That is area equals length times width. That's how you find out how many square feet there is in a floor. Another one that is used is C equals 2 pi r, circumference equals 2 times radius times pi, 3.14. Probably if you were asked to give the most famous mathematical equation in history, especially with its advent in the 20th century, actually late 19th, was used in the 20th, it would be E equals MC squared. Energy equals mass times the speed of light squared. Now that one changed the world in which we live. Amen. But I'm not here to talk about any of those, but I do want to talk to us about what I feel is the most important equation in our lives. For the next few minutes, I really want to preach to all of us about what is the very most single important equation in our lives. And if we can get this equation down, I promise you it will change our lives, it will change us, it will change our world, it will change your world. And if enough get it, it'll change your church. If we all get it, it will change, God only knows the power. Amen. Now, this is E plus R equals O. E plus R equals O. And what that is, event plus response equals outcome. And it's true regardless of the event. Event plus response, whatever it is, equals or determines outcome. Now, one study that I read, stated by a psychologist, pretty prominent. This was his assumption. I think it's pretty good. He said that whatever you are right now this is without the God factor. This is just life. That whatever you are right now is exactly what you're going to be 5 years from now, except for three main factors. Number one, the books you read. Number two, the places you go. And number three, the people you meet. Those are the three most impressive factors in human life. Barring, of course, some kind of tragedy or winning the lottery or something like that, which we don't have to worry about. Praise God. So it's the books we read, the places we go, the people we meet. But you and I live in an entirely different dimension than what those of this world live in. Because we know that however important those things are, there is a far, far, far greater influence in what we're going to be, amen, 5 years from now than what we are right now. And we know that that is God. But I also want to take it this far. The God factor means nothing if you don't respond to Him correctly.